GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Okay, good morning and welcome back into the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Chris Greeley is sitting in today for Rick, who's flown away out of the coop. And he's over doing international affairs with gin and tonic somewhere over in England at the moment. But happy to have on the program today Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap. Matt, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, George. And Chris.
And Chris. Oh, yeah.
Thanks a bunch,
yeah,
Matt. That's awesome.
Please increase. You know, he gets emotional if we don't say that to him. Matt, just when everybody thought we were all set to go on Real ID, and I guess we are, and the Maine license, and all of a sudden comes the notice that some people just haven't caught up to it. And I'm not being critical, because those of us who sit here and do this stuff every day kind of stay up to date on the rules, but other people don't. So why don't we give the easy way to describe what's going on with Maine licenses and Real ID, because you're the guy that knows.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about what you can use a non-Real ID for, which you can basically use it for everything you've pretty much always used it for. But because of the federal regulation around Real ID, you have to have a disclaimer that it's not valid for Real ID purposes. And a lot of people don't know what that means. And that includes not only the holders of the credentials, but the people that are receiving them to complete a business transaction. You know, most commonly something like, say, buying cigarettes or beer or renting a movie. I don't know if people still rent movies, but, you know, that type of thing. And it says right on the license, if it's a non-Real ID, it says not valid for federal Real ID purposes. Well, that's a very narrow subset of things. And Real ID was always about having a really heavily backed up credential. And what that means is, not only coming in with a birth certificate and another form of ID, like, say, a passport, for example, and showing it to us, but we actually take an image of it and make it a part of the database. The photograph that we take is a lot more technological. It allows for use of facial recognition technology, so that, say, Chris Greeley grows a foot-long beard, it won't matter, because we can still map his features and make a scientific comparison between the two photographs. So it's a truly identity card, as opposed to a credential with your photograph on it, you know, a credential that says you can drive a car. So the use for the Real ID is really limited to accessing a host of federal facilities that are restricted for access, and also commercial aircraft after October of 2020. That's the deadline to get all this done. So we began issuing Real IDs in July. It's gone very smoothly, but the people who have opted out of having a Real ID, and sometimes that's because they already have a passport or some other federal document, and they don't want to spend the extra money, or they don't want to have that type of information included in the database, they didn't get a driver's license that says this is not compliant, and then they go to a store, and the store owner won't accept it. And so what we're doing now is doing a public information campaign. We're also going to be producing wallet cards for people to keep with their ID. So when they face that situation, they can pull the wallet card out. It has a state seal on it. It explains the difference between Real ID and non-Real ID, so that they can continue to use their state credential for those normal day-to-day routine transactions. And so that's where the confusion comes up.
Yeah, cashiers were... not everybody was up to speed. And when you read not valid for Real ID purposes, I can see what happened in some cases. It is October of 2020 when this whole thing starts, but you are issuing licenses now. Now, am I right? If I have a passport, so yep. I use my passport all the time. I don't need a Real ID.
That's correct.
I can use my passport.
It's always accepted for every purpose.
Right. Now, if you don't have a passport and you're not going to fly on an airplane and you're not going to go into a federal building, you're just fine.
That's right.
Right. But if you want to do flying, federal buildings, or anything like that, you're going to have to pay the extra money, which is what, $55?
That's correct, and that's if you don't have a passport. You don't have a passport, and you want to have the credential that'll help you anywhere in the country to do anything you want to do. Go on a tour of the White House. You're a firefighter. You want to go to the National Fire Academy. You do fly a lot. This is one of the things that we've seen here, George. You may find this curious, is that almost half of Maine residents already have a passport, and that's partly because we're a border state with Canada, and Canada changed their rules after 9/11, and now they require a passport for entry, they never used to. So a lot of people have passports already. So we've actually seen a fairly modest adoption rate for Real ID, which, you know, for people who don't get Real IDs and they, you know, for whatever reason, they decide they don't need it or they don't want it, it has amplified the problem because a lot of people don't have them. And like you say, cashiers see that red print and they stop in their tracks. We're going to be talking with Homeland Security to see if we can change that language and make it a little bit clearer for folks. In the meantime, we're doing the wallet card. But everything else has gone pretty well with the implementation. So people should feel pretty good about that. Their credentials are valid and will be accepted for these purposes if they choose to get them.
Matt, as far as you know, are there any states that are not going to go along with this or have no intention of going along with this?
Well, it started out, you know, this has been going on for 15 years. And when Real ID was passed in 2005, it was a little bit unknown how this was going to be implemented because they had 3 years to implement it. So this is all supposed to have been done about 11 years ago. But because of the complexity and the technology and the fact that 50 states do things 50 different ways, Homeland Security began issuing waivers for states that were either on the trajectory for compliance or not. Also, the federal government didn't pay for any of this. So they made it optional to avoid the whole 10th Amendment mandate thing. So a lot of states opted out. In fact, Maine was the very first state to opt out because of privacy concerns. Maine did a bit of an about-face here a few years ago when Homeland Security said, there's going to be no more waivers, no more extensions. If you do not have a Real ID compliant credential and nothing else, by October of 2020, you can't fly on a plane. And the legislature took a long look at that and said, you know, people are going to really question where we're going here if we don't do something to alleviate that concern. And that's why they reversed course and opted to get into Real ID. And I think most states are in that position right now, Chris. I don't think anybody has openly completely opted out. The levels of compliance are very wide varied. You know, we don't really track what other states are doing. We only track what we're doing. And when Governor LePage was elected, at first he was very opposed to Real ID, and he and I talked about it, and he'd gotten a call from Homeland Security, and they were telling him, this is, you know, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, that only a handful of states were not in compliance, which was not true, but they were changing the definition of compliance. This is all in the back end. It doesn't really affect any Maine citizen except for us who implement it. But it's been a real source of frustration for us at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles as we have to implement this, as the rules have continued to change and the purposes of how Real ID is used has also continued to change. But the bottom line for the Maine driver, the Maine citizen, if you have a passport, you're good for any international or interstate purpose. If you just have a driver's license and you don't have a passport and you want to be able to travel on a plane, you probably should think about getting a Real ID or a passport. But if you don't have a Real ID, your driver's license will still be valid for any state purpose that may require you to present some form of identification. So that's what we're working on clarifying for folks right now.
Conventional driver's license, $30. One that meets Real ID standards, it costs $55. But 20% of Mainers renewing their licenses are opting for the federal thing. I was wondering about it myself. I do have a passport, but I said to myself, I'll just get a Real ID and solve the whole problem. What happens if I misplace my passport when I'm traveling? You know, it could be any kind of problem you might run into. So. But you don't have to have it. That was what we were trying to explain to people, and that's the reason I asked you to get out of bed and do this for us this morning. But I'm sure you're on the way somewhere this morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm on my way to Augusta now. So.
Well, The governor's called the legislature back into session Monday. Does that affect anything you're doing?
No, they're talking about bond questions only, I believe. I haven't heard anything else in the hop because they have like over 400 bills carried over, and I know there will be some anxiety to address some of them, but I'm not privy to those discussions.
I'm shocked at that.
Well, it's hard to believe. They don't ask my permission for anything around here anymore. So. Must be because I'm termed out.
Maybe because you're termed out. Matt Dunlap, who does a great job as Maine Secretary of State, clarifying the real ID form. You don't need one unless you're going to fly or go into a federal building or some nature. For me, I think I'll get it either way, but I don't know what Chris is going to do with the police department. We'll ask him later on when he's stopping people on the highway. But Matt, thanks for putting some clarity into it.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you. Matt Dunlap, Maine Secretary of State, and we'll be right back.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.